Weyburn. The Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Gold Wing split two very tight games with the Swift Current Wildcats, in their home opening pair of matches over the weekend. They lost 3-2 in a shootout on Saturday evening, then won 3-2 in the second overtime period on Sunday afternoon. In the season home opener on Saturday, the Wildcats were first on the scoreboard in the first period, then the Gold Wings tied the game in the second period, as Randall Banga scored on assists by Abby Manns and Jade Olashevsky only 1:10 into the period. The Wildcats scored once more, and Weyburn tied the game early in the third period with Cadence Ray getting the goal, assisted by Julie Durr and Hadley Ravenko. After no scoring in the overtime period, it went to a shootout, and two of the Swift Current shooters scored while Weyburn shooters did not get a goal. Haley Sibbald was in net for the full game and overtime, making 30 saves on 32 shots. On Sunday afternoon, the Gold Wings had the first goal, scored by Durr from Ray in the first period, following by an unassisted goal in the third period by Peyton Burney. The Wildcats then scored twice to tie the game and send it into overtime. Weyburn scored in the second overtime period on the power play, with Mycee Groenewegen getting the winner with assists by Addison Longmore and Kia Shields. Amy Swayze was the goaltender on Sunday, making 20 saves on 22 shots on net. The Gold Wings will be on the road in Regina for their next two games, on October 26 and 27, with the puck dropping at 8 p.m. both nights.